AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama says the best way to combat terrorism and terrorist recruiting is to debunk the lie that groups like Islamic State are defending their faith.
The president says the militants quote Quranic verses to seek legitimacy, but the world can't buy into that.
They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
And he says they're not protecting their faith because that's not what's under attack.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
At a White House summit on countering extremism, he said Muslim leaders must take the lead in saying that.
We need to find new ways to amplify the voices of peace and tolerance and inclusion.
And do it online, where Obama says terror groups have proven masters of marketing. Mark Smith at the White House.
Speaking through an interpreter today, Libya's foreign minister asked the UN Security Council for help. He says his government needs the help to battle terrorists.
The challenges facing the legitimate authorities of Libya are enormous. Now that armed terrorist groups have taken possession of whole cities in Libya and proclaiming Al-Qaeda doctrine.
An explosion this morning devastated a section of a major refinery in Torrance, California. Fire Captain Steve Duell says the blast caused no serious injuries.
They determined there were three minor injuries that were evaluated by EMS personnel at scene. Those folks were not transported by fire. They may have gone on their own, but minor injuries.
Experts say the explosion will likely help drive gas prices up. A state public safety spokesman in West Virginia says the fire that was triggered by Monday's derailment of an oil train is now 85% contained. This is AP Radio News. Former Florida governor and possible 2016 presidential candidate Jeb Bush delivered a foreign policy speech today in Chicago.
Jeb Bush, in a speech to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, stresses again he is different from his presidential father and brother.
I'm my own man, and my views are shaped by my own thinking and my own experiences.
He also notes that his brother's administration made some mistakes in Iraq, especially in not securing the country after the fall of Saddam Hussein.
Not creating an environment of security after the successful taking out of Hussein.
As for President Obama, Bush calls his foreign policy inconsistent and indecisive, leading to the loss of the trust and the confidence of our friends. I'm Tim McGuire.
A Pennsylvania man convicted of strangling a pharmacist and his girlfriend and burying their bodies in his yard has been sentenced to life in prison. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.